Bridging the gap between the farmer and consumer. Where does our food come from? How is it produced? How will it change in the future? Those are questions 4-H students and other youth supportive of agriculture had a chance to answer passionately during a House Agriculture Subcommittee hearing recently in the nation's capital. Take Garrett Tamara, a sixth-generation rancher from Nevada.
One way we educate our community is that we bring ag in the classroom to the middle school. We bring livestock from all over the county and tell the kids about the animals' byproducts and how they're made.
Families, such as Alexandra Swams of Delaware, are inviting consumers to come to the farm and see how they operate.
It's an opportunity for people to just come and see what farmers do, what it's like to have a dairy farm. And not only a dairy farm, we're inviting other businesses in agriculture to come and speak to the people and teach them and inform them of where their food comes from, how it's produced.
In addition to education, some farms are turning to agritainment and agritourism, not just as a business opportunity, but as an information source about farming. Illinois' Jill Parent works with her family on a pumpkin farm.
If I have the opportunity to impact 20 kids, that's 20 kids that know more about agriculture than they would have without us.
But perhaps the best way to bridge the gap and educate all of us about ag, regardless of our backgrounds, is through personal interaction. Darby Schmidt is a 4-H student in Missouri.
Everyone eats, so it is important for everyone to learn about where their food comes from.
I'm Kathy Isom for AgNet West.